We are approaching for the next few weeks is which gospel? And there's no intention to be controversial by asking a question like that. The whole intention is to bring clarity about what we believe. It is so important for us to know that whatever we believe and whatever we believe is the gospel is what will determine how we function on the earth, how we operate on the earth, and generally our outlook to life. Now, the word gospel simply means good news or a good message, or the Bible would also use this word here called glad tidings, or to bring glad tidings. And that's from Isaiah 52, verse number 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Now, when you read the first four books of the New Testament, which are known as the Synoptic Gospels, the word synoptic simply means to summarize. And each of those first four books are titled the Gospel According to Matthew, or the Gospel According to Mark, or the Gospel According to John. I'm sure for many of you that is already a revelation, because no one really reads the title. We just get into reading the book. But it's actually called the Gospel According to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So when Paul spoke also in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11, he says, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man." So you can see that the gospel is also based on their view, their perspective, their interactions. And later on, as we get into some of the sessions, I will talk to you about the perspective that Matthew had, the perspective that John had, etc. And the kind of view that they brought about the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, the Galatian church, as Paul was writing to them, he said to them, they were receiving a different gospel, which was not preached by the apostles. And this gospel was regarded as wanting to pervert the gospel of Christ. Let me read it for you in Galatians 1, verse number 6. "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you, want to pervert the gospel of Christ." So you can see that the interpretation of gospel or good news or glad tidings, based on the one who is preaching it, can bring you a different gospel, another gospel, or it can pervert the gospel of Christ. So good news and glad tidings, or the gospel, will come to you in different forms, and it is according to the interpretation of the one that is preaching the gospel. So the gospel that we hear and believe, from whomever we hear and believe, will determine how we live and how we function on the earth. Now, in Romans 10, verse 14, it tells you that how you're going to hear unless there is a preacher. And the Bible says, "And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace." So a preacher is one who will bring the gospel to you. The preacher is one who will come and announce the gospel to you. But it can be the gospel according to that individual, according to the way they perceive it. You, as the hearer, remember that faith comes by hearing. So the faith that you establish yourself in is based on what you will hear, and it is also based on the interpretation of the gospel that that person brings to you. And by that, you put your faith in it. And because you put your faith in it and you believe in it, you live according to that. So The gospel that you receive, the good news that you receive, and the intention may be good, and the intention may be pure, and the motive may be right. But if it is a gospel that is not aligned with correct interpretation or what the scriptures outline for us, then everyone would put their faith in what they hear and follow that. And based on that, you can live life on the earth because you have lived, you have received a gospel different from what God intended for you to receive. The Galatian church, as I mentioned, became victims of another gospel, and Paul would even use this word. He would say, who has bewitched you? Galatians 3 verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you and was crucified? So the gospel that we listen to or we hear, or the one that we hear it from, can be a different gospel. And as in the Galatian context, you can see that they were bewitched by this gospel to the point where they were even turning away. Now, the gospel was not only preached to us, or not only preached to those in the New Testament, it was also preached to those who went before us. Galatians 3 verse 8 says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. Now, when Abraham received that from God, it was definitely good news to him, telling him that in you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And the Bible says in verse 9 of Galatians chapter 3, so then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. So the gospel according to Abraham is that we are justified by faith. Now, for us to be saved, we must confess and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Romans 10 verse 9. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that gospel has come to be known as the gospel of salvation. Now, if you go throughout the continent of Africa, you will find many large churches, and most of those churches are built on the gospel of salvation. And the whole intention of that is that you will be saved and you will go to heaven. And a mentality is created that we can escape the sufferings of Africa if we receive Jesus Christ into our heart. And so with mysticism, with all kinds of fantasies that are created through the gospel, you have an entire or most of the continent that believes in a gospel of salvation, but it's an escapist way of thinking. So their faith is put in that. But while they are on the earth, with the continent that has the richest resources, you have poverty and disease, etc., at the highest level, yet you have one of the highest number of believing Christians in the world. But their faith is not enacted in a practical dimension because they have received a gospel that they can escape and have a mansion in heaven. So what are you being saved from or saved into? Luke 19 verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save not who was lost, but that which was lost. So Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost, and what was lost was not only our souls because of disobedience and because we were slaves to sin, but also our dominion. So we have been preached to about the gospel that saves us and that promises us a home in heaven. But while we are saving our souls, we have to understand that the gospel of salvation is included in the gospel of the kingdom. Now, the gospel of the kingdom is that one would not only just escape, but one would also manifest the kingdom of God to this world. You see, the gospel of salvation is focused on bringing souls into the kingdom. But the gospel of the kingdom is focused on producing sons that will be sent into the world. And it's two different ways of thinking. And depending on which gospel we received, based on the interpretation of the preacher, you can produce a specific mindset in the hearer. And that will affect families, it will affect communities, and it will eventually affect entire nations. There's enough studies to prove that what people believe determine how they live. Even right now, with the current pandemic, lots of people do not want to take the vaccine because they believe certain things. And because of that belief, they will refuse to take something that can be helpful to them. Now, here's what we need to remember when we approach a subject like which gospel. You need to remember that Christ is the centrality of the gospel. If you miss the core of what the gospel is, then you're going to hear a different or another gospel. Now, the gospel of Christ is used 10 times in the New Testament, the word, the gospel of Christ. Christ's gospel is used once. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is also the words called the gospel of the glory of Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 to 5. There's also the gospel of God. That's mentioned 7 times. There's also the gospel of the blessed God, which is in 1 Timothy 1 verse 11. The gospel of peace, the everlasting gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, which is mentioned 4 times, the gospel of the grace of God. Now, if you take all these different terms relating to the gospel, you have to understand that the core of it is Christ. If you say the gospel of God, remember that Christ is God. If you say the gospel of peace, remember that Christ is the Prince of Peace. If you say the everlasting gospel, you have to remember that Christ is eternal. If you say the gospel of the kingdom, you have to remember that Jesus Christ is the kingdom personified. If you say the gospel of the grace of God, you have to remember that Christ is full of grace and truth. So, whichever way you perceive the gospel, do not forget the core of the gospel. The core of the gospel is Christ. So, if we do not return to the focus on Christ in terms of the gospel or the good news that we have received, then we can be easily persuaded to a different gospel. Now, what do I mean by that? When you hear a gospel that's heaven-centric, then you forget that you can be absent from the body and present with the Lord. So your focus will now be on heaven as a place and not Christ as a person. This is when the centrality of Christ in the gospel is taken away. But if you have Christ as the centrality of the gospel, then you don't become heaven-centric, you are more Christ-centric. You don't worry about disappearance, you worry about appearance, because Christ in you, the hope of glory. So I hope that in the sessions as we proceed over the next couple of weeks, that our mindset will be adjusted to which gospel we are hearing, so that our lives will be adjusted on the earth in terms of how we live and approach life. Amen.